Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Friday, a show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now here is your host, Sonia Lorette.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous and impactful episode of Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Lorette, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, it is truly so good to be back in our safe zone in the Whispers Lounge. I have to tell you, this day has been powerful and packed. You know, I love to thank everyone that in our pre-show that came in and just, you know, spent your life seconds with me. It's always an honor and a pleasure. And Whisperers, you know, I would love to answer your questions that are in harmony with our topic today. And I stress that it's in alignment with our topic, not a comment, not a share, not a thought. But if you have a true question, please feel free to call in at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. But you know, if you do have a comment or a share or a thought, Blog Talk Radio always has our back. They place in each and every one of our episodes a live chat box, so you can drop your comments, you can drop your thoughts, even if you have questions that you didn't call in with, but you have a question and you want to put it in chat, put it in there, because you know I love to monitor a great chat box. So, Whispers, are you ready to lean into today's discussion, identifying the impact of the ego on relationships? You know, I like to start all of our discussions off with a clear meaning or definition, and this isn't any different. So we're going to get the meaning of two words today. We're going to first get the meaning of identify. So identify means establish or indicate who or what someone or something is. Let me give you that definition again. Identify. Establish or indicate who or what someone or something is. And the second word that we're going to get a full meaning and understanding of is impact. So once again, the word is impact. It means to collide, crash, smash into. Ooh, let me give it to you again. Impact means to collide, crash, or smash into. So, you know this topic here is one that is something I want to take my time to unpack. And if you join me during the pre-show, and you really got to lean into that pre-show, you know this main course, our buffet right here, is something that is going to be packed with all kinds of delicacies. See, the impact of ego on relationships is something profound and often even overlooked. Whispers, the ego, defined as the sense of self or identity that a person maintains, it plays a significant role in shaping how individuals interact with others. Now take a moment and let that just kind of vibrate and register with you. But see, the other thing with that is that when it's left unchecked, the ego can lead to conflict. It can also lead to like misunderstandings, ultimately the deterioration of relationships. And I know because as being a relationship counselor and even having a boot camp that I run for couples and even those that are going into dating scenarios and situations in their life, I know how many times by them not understanding and mastering their egos, it really gets to erode and even kind of imprint and eradicate that the deepest sensual feelings in a relationship. So today, we're going to try to navigate relationships with clarity and intention. And if we get the real understanding of what ego is and how it imprints and how it impacts, let's not forget our word, impact, collide, crash, smashes into, how that ego collides into our relationships, that crash into them, smash them up, that if we can get the clarity on it and we can harness it, it's going to lead to healthier connections and personal growth. And that's where we want to be. Now, I told in the pre-show that we're looking at our relationships like season that we had when we talked about where our relationships were as far as branding. Were we top shelf, mid-level, mid-tier, or that bargain basement, like no value whatsoever? And so we're looking at our relationships in that way, okay? So for us to understand the impact of the ego on relationships, it's crucial to first recognize its presence within ourselves. So, you know, if you're pointing at somebody, right, you got those three fingers that are really pointing right back at you. So we need to get what? The mastery of ourselves. We need to realize that this conversation is about Y-O-U. Or ME. So this way, we can start to understand it, identify and establish or indicate who or what someone or something is, meaning ourselves. See, that in itself can be very hard. It can be challenging even. Because see, the ego manifests in various ways. And it's different in each individual, believe it or not. And such as the need for validation, the desire to control situations, or the fear of vulnerability, that all can be ego. Now, I want to say something, and I want you to really hear this. And this isn't just a one-sect issue. It covers everyone, male, female, or however you identify. It hits every area and every kind of person. So this is not just a surface conversation, just that it's, oh, ladies, oh, fellas. No, this is for every last one of us out here. This is human. This isn't just a surface conversation that I have as well. So that's why I told you I really want to take my time with it. Because by acknowledging these tendencies, we as individuals can gain insight into how our egos influence our interactions and our reactions with each other. See, Whisperers, once we understand our ego, we can begin to approach relationships with greater awareness and intentionality. Because when we have intention, I tell you this constantly, I like to almost be on a rotation of you getting this, that it's dogmatic, that when we have intention, it's clear aim, purpose, and direction. So when we are able to really identify these things and to really hone in and to master some of the qualities that we want to really eradicate, we have clear intention behind it. So we're focused on it. So rather than reacting impulsively based on our ego, we can choose to respond thoughtfully, considering the needs and perspective of our partners, or those that we really cherish, or maybe even your employees. Maybe this impacts you in every element, in every place and space in the relationships that you have. See, this shift in mindset nurtures empathy, communication, mutual respect, laying the foundation for healthier and more fulfilling relationships. Now, who would not want that? Who wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of that? I know I sure would be. And I know millions of you would too. See, this means that we must be willing to make the necessary improvement. The necessary improvement. So remember that sometimes you may have a project, or maybe you live in your home and there's different projects that need to be done. And there's certain projects that have to be done for you to be able to maintain your living space. You could never allow a leak to persist because it would erode and it would really wreak havoc on your foundation. Or maybe that you need to actually do that's necessary on your sidewalk out front so your neighbors aren't falling down, killing themselves, and you are being sued. It requires a lot of different things. It means that understanding our ego not only enhances our relationships, but also facilitates the personal growth. Facilitates personal growth. Means that it houses it. This means that by recognizing the ways in which our ego hinders our connections with others, we actually can actively work to overcome these limitations. So guess what? It means that we're going to be putting in some effort. Anything that is worth having can require work and may require work. I know that to be true no matter what it is. You know, this process involves cultivating, wait for it. Hold on a second, guys, because, you know, it's coming to me as I'm talking to you. It means that it's that we're going to cultivate that self-awareness. Now, remember, we've had that as a master key throughout so many of our discussions. Self-awareness, action. The quality of us needing to look at ourselves and examine ourselves deeply. Practicing that self-reflection. Sitting in the space, in the place that we may be afraid to because it requires a little more from us and it requires us to go deeper than just the surface. See, when we're talking about ego, man, we're talking about you really, you know, it makes me think of Allen Iverson, practice. We're talking about practice? Yeah, we're talking about work. We're talking about work. We got to put work in and embrace the vulnerabilities, embrace those areas that need to be improved upon, embracing the areas that need to be maintained and fixed, not just covering it over with a band-aid. See, the one way to make these improvements is through effective communication. See, I want you guys to realize and listen to the words that I'm using to place in this discussion today. Because if you look at that word effective, right, it's meaning it produces a desire or intended result. Effective. Produces a desired or intended result. That means that we have to have a desire to change. We have to have a desire to understand if we're moving this space and place of this voracious animal called ego. So by openly expressing our thoughts, our feelings, and concerns, without allowing our egos to dictate the conversation, we actually start to create space for understanding and empathy. There's that word, empathy. Empathy is something that's so needed. It promotes transparency and trust in our relationships. And when we have that transparency and the trust, we know that then there's strength between partners. It strengthens the relationship. It builds upon that foundation and even starts to mend certain aspects in that foundation that needed to maybe be smoothed out or put, you know, drill up a little bit and resurfaced and laid again. Now, how does sweet is that? That's like so in a sweet spot right there, whispers, that you can't tell me that that didn't even feel good or that didn't vibrate at a better decimal for you when you heard that. See, practicing empathy and compassion can help break down barriers. Barriers that are created by that ego. Now, some of you all may be aware of the shore, have gone to the shore. Maybe you've lived at the shore for a while, or maybe you vacation there. And sometimes there's times when storms arise and they put this barrier wall up so it can kind of protect the shoreline as well as the houses. And with that barrier there, it keeps it from eroding things away. And that's what practicing empathy and compassion does for us. It places that barrier there that ego doesn't get to just suck it and just destroy everything. By putting ourselves in our mate's shoes. Now, see, a lot of times people don't even think of it or even walk in another person's shoes or even put their hearts or their minds or their thoughts or their compassions into someone's place and space. Well, that's my mate. Just take them for granted. Just doing what you got to do, moving how you want to move, talking how you want to talk, feeling how you want to feel, and disregard anything else with our person. But if you really thought about it, putting yourself in your mate's shoes and seeking to understand their perspective, we deepen our connection and appreciation for our mates. We deepen the appreciation of the experiences, the emotions, and build a safe space and place for them to share their feelings freely. Now, when was the last time that you had a beautiful, free-flowing conversation with the person that you are partners with? Or people that you say you care so deeply for? Or that they can say to you, you know, I really just wanted to say to you, you know, the other day when you said such and such, it didn't vibrate and I didn't receive it in the way that it should have because it was so harsh. Well, you should have listened better because I didn't say it in that way and you always in your feelings. Do you validate them? Or do you step up and you lead with the ego? You puff your chest out. You make them feel small. You make them feel depleted. You make them feel unseen, unheard, unworthy. That's what the ego's about. As I was saying this, it made me also realize that we furthermore have to develop a growth mindset, allowing us to view challenges and conflicts as opportunities for learning and development, rather than threats to our egos. Now, you know, sometimes when I say things and I'm thinking about this in the middle of what I was saying, when I said that growth mindset, we had a whole season that we developed our growth mindset. And that meant that we were sitting in a place, in a space of receiving things to help us to pivot, change, and shift, to grow, to nurture. When something is growing, it has to be taken care of just so. Some of you guys are people that have beautiful houseplants. And I've been told that people talk to their houseplants and sing to them. They name them and everything else. And they nurture them so that when they're growing, they just grow so beautifully. And they just have this way in that they like have a green thumb, as they say. But then you take someone who doesn't speak to them, doesn't put them where the sunlight hits them, where they could feel the warmth. They don't even bother any. Next thing you know, the plant has a couple of leaves that have fallen onto the ground. And the person goes, what is wrong with this plant? Oh, maybe you just need some water. Let me water you. And they just throw some water in the plant. They don't even take the time to let it absorb a little bit and then pour a little bit more and let it absorb a little bit more. They just dump it in there, walk away. And next thing you know, the plant is dead. You're like, well, what happened to the plant? I don't know. I just don't have a green thumb. I don't know what happened. They didn't nurture it. And much like relationships, if we don't put our egos aside and start to nurture those relationships, they die. See, Whisperers, you realize by embracing feedback and constructive criticism with humility. Now, notice the words that I'm using, humility. We demonstrate a willingness to evolve and improve. A willingness. We have to be willing to do the things or do the challenges or the hard work. Humility is something that we have to be willing to even embrace and to accept into our lives even. You know, a lot of times I know this sounds like a great conversation, like, oh, well, this is a good talk, but you know, well, what do we do to really do? You know what we have to do? We have to do the necessary work. We have to be willing to really put in the time. We can't just say lip service and think it's going to be okay. The other thing is this. If you think about it in this way, let's say that this ego thing was your body, and you were told by your doctor that you needed to be cognizant of the things you're eating because you are starting to become a pre-diabetic. And they told you, now, you need to really watch what you're eating. You need to put some exercise into your diet. So this way we can kind of start to walk these numbers backwards and you don't become a diabetic. But you don't listen to that. You don't adhere to any of this. And so in turn, what happens is you just go about it. You still eating whatever you want. You keep doing whatever it is that you do. And who cares about anything else? And lo and behold, next thing you know, you go back to the doctor, your numbers are even higher than what they were before. And now he's telling you, you are a diabetic. We need to look at putting you on it. And you're about to panic. Well, you can't panic because it means that you have to have a willingness to evolve and improve yourself. It means that we have to be willing to put the work into it. See, humility is modest. It's a low view of one's own importance. It's that humility or humbleness that comes through. It's a proactive approach to your personal growth. Not only that it's proactive, but it's reactive in the way that it makes you move. And it strengthens the relationship, but also enhances our overall well-being and fulfillment. So just like your health, the health is your wealth, the same thing. You realize this leads us into the impact of not understanding and controlling our ego. Because we got to go that direction as well. Because failure to understand and control the ego can have detrimental effects on our relationships. And unfortunately, our egos start making unlawful withdrawals from our relationships and is a private extortionist. And if you don't know what an extortionist is, they're stealing from you constantly. They're extracting whatever it is that, be it your money, be it your, you know, your life saving, whatever. They're taking it without any kind of, look, that it is what it is. It's mine now. So I put together three powerful, detailed ways in which the ego can jeopardize your relationship and how it becomes that voracious beast. So it's 3:25 right now, and you may want to pin mark the episode here. So just in case if you miss any of it or any details that are into these three detailed qualities, these powerful qualities, you can come back and pick them up. So let's lean into the first one. Conflict and power struggles. See, just when you say that, you know right there is bad. Conflict and power struggles. It almost feels like we are like doing some kind of show for some reality show. Isn't there always conflict and you know, power struggles on some kind of reality show? This one thinks they're the head honcho, or that one thinks they're the head honcho, or you're not better than me. Well, you look down on me. That's what this makes you feel, right? But see, that's the ego. And that's the ego in the relationships that we have. So when you allow your egos to dominate your interactions, conflicts often arise as each person seeks to assert their dominance or to protect their sense of self, or what they say they're protecting themselves, but they're still leading with a lot of bravado. I know it made me think of beforehand, I partnered with Bravo, and I covered a couple of seasons of The Real Housewives of Potomac. And I would write about it. And every episode, I would say, there's always a conflict and a power struggle that each one is leading with their ego. I would write this constantly. And one time I wrote that it was so bad that I felt like I was losing valuable brain cells by continuing to watch it. And that's how bad it was. And so when the season, and when I finally stopped, like I was like, okay, I can't do this. I can't pick up another season. I can't write about another season. I felt like a weight had come off of me because it was that bad. So with saying that, you realize how this can lead to the power struggles, the arguments, how they have the resentment within their relationships. But imagine if that's inside of your relationship with your mate, how much stronger it is. Constantly, on a daily basis, you are sipping a little bit more of that poison. Until it finally just kills off every element and every good quality, and everything that vibrates that decimal of love starts to just deplenish. And it's no longer you have your brand on value, bargain basement or lower. It ultimately drives the biggest wedge between you and that supposed person you love, the person you cherish, the person you value, the person you needed. I do. I will. Love. I will honor. Now those words are just things that are just blowing in the wind. Neither person gets their feelings, emotions, thoughts validated, and no one receives the compassion, the respect, the dignity that is due, because that insatiable desire to be right sits in the middle of the floor, sits in the middle of your chest, called that ego. Ego-driven behaviors rise and it shows their ugly face at any time and place when we don't even move with that integral part, which in turn snuffs out the very second element. And that second element that I want to give you is a powerful element: lack of empathy and understanding. Have you stopped having empathy and understanding for your partner? See, an unchecked ego can hinder empathy and understanding. As we as people prioritize our own needs and desires over those of our mates, it becomes that everything that we need is prevalent. And this lack of empathy can result in misunderstanding, miscommunication, a feeling of neglect, indifference. It just erodes the emotional connection, just withers it. We do need to prioritize our self-care. Now, I'm not going to say that we don't. We do need to develop that self-care, because self-care is selfless care. So when you care about yourself, that's something different. So I want you to realize that I'm not saying it in that space and place. But when we place our feelings, our emotions, our wants, our desires, our needs, our thoughts, our process, everything we do above and beyond the person that we say we care about, is when the fault falls, when the ego drives into the relationship. Empathy and understanding is the best two-way street. It's the best two-way street. And it gives and yields to honor each person's feelings, their thoughts, and emotion. It yields. So, you know, when you have that strange corner and it's that, like, that it every has the yield to the right of way, and it's like we have a circle here. You know people who are visiting because they don't understand the circle. And literally, they don't yield, and they keep going, and it almost causes the worst accidents. Well, it's the same thing in our relationship. That if we're constantly the driver that is driving amok and not observing any of the signs, going to happen. A crash is going to eventually happen, correct? So that's why we got to be kind of observant about these things. Then we don't honor and place empathy and understanding in our relationships. This is the next element that it takes away from. It puts insecurities and jealousy smack dead in the middle of it. All of a sudden, now you're being accused of cheating. Now you're being accused of you're lusting after someone else, or, you know, you're this and you're that. And you're, please pause. Did you feel the air just get sucked out of the room when I said all that? Oh, whisperers. I have to tell you, ego's need for validation and control can actually breed insecurities. It can actually just breed all types of jealousy. And I see it when I talk to couples and doing the counseling and different ways that they speak and how they feel. And lo and behold, many of you may feel threatened by your partner's success or the attention they receive from others or even their independence, or, you know, they had a different way of, you know, communication with this person, and it's just terrible. Which in turn leads to, like, that possessive behavior. It leads to, like, mistrust and feelings of inadequacy, constant feelings of doubt, or I'm not good enough, or what causes many women to feel that, oh, I'm no longer beautiful, or I have to go and get plastic surgery, I got to do this. And it's just a matter of where we're placing the value, where we're placing the ego in that relationship. And then I know many times we hear this and our minds go to when men have wives that are highly successful and make more money than they do, which in turn becomes a cause of friction. But if you honestly sit in that space of why, and I told you why has a space and place of life. It breathes into us. You cannot say that it isn't building on your family. You cannot say it doesn't do a lot for a better opportunity or give you all better opportunities. You can't even say that it doesn't relieve stress and pressure of carrying every little thing. Because we're a partnership. You and your mate are partners. And if she's making more, that doesn't depreciate your value as a husband. And ladies, if he's working and he's working hard to bring home a great living for you, and to make sure that the bills are paid and making sure that you, and maybe you have children, are taking care of nice things or being able to do certain things or taking trips, does not mean that he is involved with someone in the office or he's no longer attracted to you. Maybe it means that you sit your ego on the side and you start to fix yourself up a little bit, make dinner, put those kids to bed a little bit earlier so when he comes in, he has time to unwind and be able just to say, hey, girl, how you doing? What was your day like? Maybe that you start to date each other and see each other again. Sometimes that's what it requires. That ego has to be sat down so we can see each other again. Remember when you were dating? You would talk for hours. No, you hang up first. Or maybe you all just fell asleep on the phone. But it meant that you was investing in quality time. So insecurities and jealousy was not festering. Anything that festers means that there is a wound there that has not been treated. And if it goes on for so long, the only way to treat it is to cut it off. And is that what you would like to go through and do to your relationships? And sometimes you have to be honest about it. Maybe that's where you are in that space and place, and instead of just dragging each other down, because I'm not going to give in. You have to sit down and talk to each other and say, look, we're not healthy. We need more than a physician. We have to really do what's best for us to be able to survive. Real talk. Love. Compassion. And egos get put to the side. See, understanding that this toxic dynamic undermines the foundation of trust and mutual respect essential for a healthy, thriving relationship. This can even be applied to any of us or any one of you. If you are insecure and charging your mate with flirting or not being interested or cheating or you're stealing time from me or you're this or you're whatever it is, check your ego. And if you are the guilty culprit who is making the person feel this way, check your ego and apologize and work on yourself. But the apology cannot be a backhanded, back in, let me go out the back door kind of apology. It has to be sincere, but it also has to come with action. Mm-hmm. It really does. Whispers, I guess in conclusion, I can say the ego exerts a powerful influence on relationships, shaping how we perceive ourselves and interact with others. But by understanding and mastering our egos, we actually can navigate our relationships with clarity and intention. That means with a clear aim, purpose, direction, focus, compassion, empathy, love, that nurture deeper connection and personal growth. But I also want you to understand that failure to control your ego can jeopardize your relationships. It leads to those conflicts, the insecurities, the emotional disconnections, affairs. So it's essential to cultivate self-awareness. It's essential to cultivate empathy. It's essential to keep cultivating your growth mindset to overcome the limitations imposed by our egos so we can nurture and thrive in fulfilling relationships. That's the end goal. That's the sweet spot. You see, Whisperers, this season, it's really starting to take such a beautiful form. And our discussions are building. Each one is just getting richer and richer. And I look forward to you joining me on the after show today because I have a powerful exercise for you today in regards to this episode and even testing to see if you're identified or you're leading with that ego in your relationship. So we can just tap in a tad deeper. And I'm going to try to keep it about 30 minutes or less, and I stress the less part. So make sure that you join me at 4:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3:15 over on YouTube at Whispers in a Bottle. And don't forget to follow our Instagram page at whispersinabottle_podcast. There's some new things that are going to be actually coming within this month, the latter half of this month into next month as well. And I really want you guys to be able to take part and to really kind of, you know, get the full scope and benefit of Whispers in a Bottle. And don't forget to subscribe to our Dynamic Whispers Exchange, our newsletter. There's always a live link in our description boxes as well as in our bio over on Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast. So with that being said, Whispers, I'm Sonia Lorraine. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. But by far, Whisperers, I'm always honored to say that I am your host. I look forward to us connecting at 4:15 on YouTube. And please, have a beautiful weekend. And if you know someone that needs to hear the episode, make sure to share it with them because sharing is caring. All right, guys, take care.
You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Lorraine, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. Please make sure you review our show, like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.